the UN, like most Westerners, are using a template to judge Ivory Coast. What are sanctions going to do against Gbagbo? This is a man, when he takes a vacation, he goes to an Ivorian village. If he goes out of the country, he goes to places like Banjul, another African country. He's not a person who is into luxury. He doesn't have a single bank account abroad. He's happy among his own people. What are these sanctions going to do to him? Nothing. Nothing. In fact, when the first round of sanctions were imposed, one local newspaper in Abidjan noticed, ironically, said, "Mr. Sarkozy, if you see a bank account with Mr. Gbagbo's name on it, please, please take all the money out of it." He doesn't. That's not President Gbagbo. He's not into those things. But part of what motivates this is, if you notice, in the Financial Times earlier this week or sometime last week, it was announced that the Chinese have decided that today, the 30th, if President Gbagbo was still in power, they would ignore the embargo on cocoa export and go and pay what they owe the Gbagbo government and take their quota. Other economic operators have said that if the 9th of April, President Gbagbo is still in charge, they will ignore all the other restrictions and start doing business with his government again. The French are desperate. The UN that supports them is desperate. And they would like to create a crisis situation and get rid of President Gbagbo if they can before that date, because that would complicate their what they're trying to accomplish. And this demonstrates again that we are not talking about an electoral crisis here. What happened in Ivory Coast is minor as elections go. You have one administrative body saying Ouattara won, and they were clearly in the wrong, and a higher court saying President Gbagbo won. In what way does this motivate Western powers, nuclear powers, to go into a small country like Cote d'Ivoire and do what they're doing? But the more of that they do, the more it exposes them, because these countries are so powerful they think they can do no wrong. But they're demystifying themselves, and that's all I see.
What's that? The rebels have taken the official capital, Yamoussoukro, although President Gbagbo's forces still control the main city of power in Abidjan. What is your reaction to this incredible rebel advance?
Well, it's really not rebel advance. The information I have is that the UN peacekeeping force, the French force Lincoln, and elements of the ECOMOG, the West African military force, are the ones who are advancing. The rebels, the elements that are from Ivory Coast long ago really gave up because their fight was never intended to kill their own parents, relatives, and friends. So this is basically the UN, France, and some elements of the West African contingent. But what my understanding is that they were advancing there. I have not personally had confirmation yet, but I also understand that the government is preparing its response.
Well, we heard that President Gbagbo has postponed his national broadcast this evening to Thursday for his address. Mm-hmm. But some people seem to be expressing concern that there seem to be no solution to the crisis as this escalates, and that it seems with the supposedly rebel advance, President Gbagbo seemed to have given up. What do you say to that?
No, I don't think President Gbagbo has given up. That's not in his nature. This man fought too hard for the liberation of Ivory Coast to be giving up now. But what you must realize is that the media war in this is a very uneven one. The West has enormous resources And they've been engaging in this disinformation for a long time, from the beginning of the crisis. They want to demoralize the population in the hopes that the population would rise and ask for Gbagbo to leave. It's none of that. In fact, if anything, is invigorated by the fact that the young people massively made themselves enrolled in the military, and this weekend they had a tremendous rally, which the Western press has studiously avoided reporting. People are behind him. I talk to folks constantly, every day, including several times this afternoon since we all heard about the advance of the rebels. Gbagbo is not going anywhere.
Well, some people are saying that since the international community has already determined that Alassane Ouattara is the legitimate president of Ivory Coast, the problems, Ivorians being killed, and the suffering of ordinary people, including sanctions on medication, should fall squarely on the head of President Gbagbo. What do you say to that?
Well, the short answer to that is that it is nonsense. Excuse my French. It is nonsense. Again, you know, every time I talk to people about this, what I tell them is, if you really want to understand what's happening in the Ivory Coast, the first thing you have to understand that is that this has nothing to do with the elections. Nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the election. The elections were the pretext, the excuse France and its allies were looking for in order to intervene. Think about it. On the continent of Africa, how many incumbents get elected with 80, 90% or more? Here is a country where the laws are very specific about the election. In the first round of the election, the Electoral Commission gave provisional results within the time frame allocated by the Constitution. And the Constitutional Council, the equivalent of the Supreme Court, gave the final result. Nobody objected. In the second round, the Commission, which the UN had stocked with rebels, even they could not reach an agreement. So they were foreclosed from giving any results. The results which they gave passed the deadline, where the president of that commission was escorted by the U.S. and French ambassador to Ouattara's headquarters. That's the result that the so-called international community is holding on. If that happened anywhere else, people would laugh at it. But because France and its allies, including the UN, had already decided that they were going to use the election to proclaim Ouattara as the winner, they did not care what happened. President Obama, it pains me, says these elections were credible, transparent, and so on. The observers there reported publicly that in the northern part that there was massive fraud. People were killed. The Gbagbo supporters were kept from voting. Imagine, this man Gbagbo has been in Ivory Coast all these years, in the opposition 30 years. And you have more than 800 precincts where even though he has two representatives, he has zero vote. Come on. Can anybody believe that serious? These are the nonsensical results that France, the UN, the U.S. are basing their decision on that Ouattara won. Ouattara won nothing. He won absolutely nothing. That is why the military, the people, the young people are behind President Gbagbo.
Mr. Dogi, some people are saying that if President Gbagbo controls the army as most people have stipulated, why is the army not resisting the advance of the rebels for that matter?
Very simple, very simple. You know, a lot of things have happened. And I think what is saving the Ivory Coast so far is the fact that many Western countries have absolutely no regard for Africans. They do not credit Africans with intelligence. Some of them think we're barely human. They have been trying to provoke President Gbagbo's armed forces to react in order to give them the excuse to intervene massively, and they have resisted. That army is a very solid army led by patriots, and so they have not reacted to provocations. But my understanding is that they are prepared. Nobody can tell the outcome of a war, of course, but they are waiting. And if the advances continue, they will know when to respond. They will know when to respond. They have resisted reacting to unnecessary provocation, but that doesn't mean they're not watching what's happening. But what's been happening recently? What was happening? What was happening was the UN was taking mercenaries and putting them in places like Abobo, Ajame, and other places. These mercenaries, sometimes they're given UN outfit. They go and kill policemen. They did this a lot, innocent people, civilians. So finally, the army said to Ivorians, leave Abobo, and they began to go after these mercenaries. Many of them were transported from neighboring countries, so they get lost. And eventually, the army caught up with them. And one such group was 12 people who went to attack the Ministry of Defense. The army got them. They were killed. They were loaded their pockets that were full of drugs and so on, and they took those out. Sometimes the provocations are such that the army decides that for it to intervene, it might unnecessarily kill too many civilians, innocent civilians, and it holds back. But when it can go in, it does. They've been doing this, and the so-called international community then accuses Gbagbo of both killings. When the Gbagbo people are attacked, the patriots, as I call them, they blame President Gbagbo's army, the army and President Gbagbo. When the army reacts, they blame President Gbagbo and the army. And most Ivorians say, well, what sense does this make? This man was in the opposition for 30 years, never resorted to violence. Now that he's president, he's going to gratuitously kill his own supporters? It makes no sense. What we are living today is as if France, the UN, and the U.S. decided that the sun rises west. Because they are powerful, we are supposed to believe that the sun rises west. That's what's happening in Ivory Coast. The army there is a small country. It doesn't have as powerful an army as France or the U.S. So it has to act wisely. That's why it does not react to respond to every provocation. But they're watching. They have no place else to go. If France wants to take over Ivory Coast, they will have to kill every citizen. If President Obama wants to support Sarkozy in doing this, they will have to send the army there and kill all the Ivorians. Because the Ivorians know Ouattara, who's a Burkinabe, is a perfect candidate for the West because he can sell the resources of Ivory Coast to them. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. If you watch the crisis from the beginning, at every turn, Ouattara says, international community, come and kill Ivorian so I can take power. If he's so popular, why are people not rallying behind him? Why is his only support killers, mercenaries, the UN, France, Lincoln? Why?